Join us on this morning's episode of Wake Up With Hope as we take an adventure through the eyes of empathy with Taj Pakhlev.
The incredible journey also takes us to the Dead Sea, and Pastor Mark Finley joins us for this morning's devotional thought.
You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned.
Good morning and happy Friday to you, and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, the weekend is upon us.
It sure is, friends, and we can't wait to kick off this weekend with you as we share the hope and love found in Jesus.
That's right. Well, today is National Go For A Ride Day. You know, have you ever felt like you can't unplug, like you're tied down to your phone, your laptop, or tablet? Well, today is your day.
The point of this day is to get up and go. Take a ride somewhere, either somewhere you haven't been in a while or someplace you've always wanted to visit. Celebrate the beauty of transportation, unplug, and explore life a little.
And while you're at it, just go about and don't forget to look for the hidden treasures and reminders of God's amazing love. You know, there's so much hope to be found in Jesus. Well, let's get started today by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was assassinated while traveling through Dallas, Texas in an open-top convertible. Jacqueline Kennedy joined her husband for a Dallas motorcade on November 22, where Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly fired three shots, killing President Kennedy and wounding Governor John Connally. Kennedy was pronounced dead 30 minutes later at 46 years of age. And just like that, a life was gone. Just like that, many lives have been shattered and forever changed. And how often it happens, friends. According to the World Population Review, 170,790 people die every day all around the world. That amounts to 7,116 people every hour, 119 every minute, and approximately 2 people every second.
You know, those are incredible numbers. They're astonishing and sobering. You know, in James chapter 4, verse 14, it reminds us that we are like a vapor. Here 1 minute and gone the next. So friends, what will you do with your life? What will you do with your short time here on earth? How will you make a difference and an impact? You know, sometimes people think of this and decide to go on a quest, you know, to fulfill all their bucket list items or spend money doing things that won't necessarily benefit anyone. And today, as you ponder this question, we challenge you to think instead heavenward. What will you do today that will bring God's heavenly kingdom into your heart and prepare you for the eternal kingdom to come?
Great questions to ponder this morning. Well, now it's time for another Reflections of Hope episode as Taj Pakhlev takes us on an eye-opening journey to the tiny island of Boho as he uncovers some tiny creatures who challenge us to see beyond the surface and embrace the true essence of empathy. Are you ready to discover how a different perspective can change everything?
Someone once said, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. This suggests that many times as human beings, we look with our physical eyes, and yet we still fail to see reality. Much more is needed than physical eyes in order to see accurately, for the eyes are just the window to the soul. It is with the mind and the heart that we truly begin to see, feel, understand, and move. This past week, I've had the privilege to meet a tiny Filipino loco that has reminded me of this eye-opening reality. A reality that has given me a broader perspective, more accurate discernment, and as a result, a greater joy and appreciation for everything life brings. Please consider with me the profound power of empathy as we meet the tiny Tarshears of Bohol. Culturally known as the heart of the Philippines, the island paradise of Bohol is a place where nature's beauty comes alive. True to its name, it has captivated the hearts of countless explorers from near and far. Besides the winding rivers, lush landscapes, pristine beaches, and living oceans, Bohol is mainly known for the iconic chocolate hills. Over 1,000 of these dome-shaped hills are scattered across the island. During the dry season, the hills transform into a rich brown hue, resembling the shape of a chocolate Hershey kiss. It's like a scene from a Dr. Seuss's children's book. Such incredible shapes and forms, stimulating and stirring up my imagination. But what impressed me the most about Bohol was a tiny Filipino native with some of the most amazing eyes I've ever seen. A visit to Bohol is incomplete without seeing its most famous local.
Let's go see these beautiful creatures.
At only 5 to 8 inches in size, the tarsiers of Bohol are some of the world's smallest primates. With their rat-like tail and long, gnarly fingers, they cling to the branches of the forest. Though small in stature, tarsiers can jump 10 to 15 feet from branch to branch in their thick forest habitat. They can even jump backwards with acute precision. So what they lack in height, they make up for with their climbing and jumping abilities, just like the Filipino people they share their island with. These cuddly-looking creatures are mostly asleep during the day and active at night. They are nocturnal night thinkers and lazy daydreamers. Mostly monogamous, they live the simple and modest life, away from the noise of the world. Their super sensitive bat-like ears move toward the direction of sound and are disturbed by the slightest noise. These mini mammals may not be as famous as their chimpanzee relatives, but they do have a physical quality that sets them apart from the rest. Their large, penetrating eyes. Tarsiers have some of the largest eyes relative to body size of any animal on Earth. In fact, one eye is larger than the size of its brain. Their large, round eyes are extremely sensitive to light, giving them excellent night vision, enabling them to see the slightest movements even in the darkest of nights. Their sensitive eyes and ears are just a window to their extremely sensitive nature. Of all the animals in the animal kingdom, tarsiers were made to live in the freedom of the natural world. When forcibly taken from the wild, their life expectancy drops significantly. Their survival rate in captivity is very low due to their shy and sensitive nature. Loud sounds, bright lights, being touched and trapped in a cage can stress the animal to the breaking point. In fact, tarsiers are known to commit suicide in captivity by hitting their heads against objects, thus breaking its thin skull. The stress of extreme duress can lead them to do anything to escape their situation, even if it means ending its life. The same can happen to humans, like it did recently to one of my friends. He got trapped in a cage of depression, and he felt like the only way out was to end his life, leaving his pain with those of us that he left behind. And if I could speak to someone like him today, who feels like death is the only way out, I would tell you that your suffering is real, your hurt is legitimate. Your feelings are valid, but you are not alone. Your life matters and you are deeply loved. Your cries are heard and your pain is not permanent. Only open your eyes wider to see that there is still so much more to live for and so much more life to live. And that in the pain, God wants to give you peace today. The fragile and sensitive nature of the tarsier, coupled with its small body and large, soulful eyes, speaks to me of the power of empathy. In a self-absorbed world of hard looks, cold stares, and icy glares, we need to have the eyes like the tarsiers, eyes of empathy and looks of compassion, non-judgmental eyes that see beyond the external and see past the superficial, eyes that truly see each other for who we really are, beyond race, color, creed, or deed, eyes that recognize and acknowledge the inherent value of every human being despite condition or performance, eyes that see the God-given beauty in every person, no matter how rough, and the God-given potential in every moment, no matter how dark. But unfortunately, our self-centered nature makes it difficult for us to look beyond our own limited perceptions and opinions. You see, as human beings, our judgment is so shallow because our vision is so limited. Our physical eyes are too weak to see the full picture as God sees it. The reality is, we have no idea what someone has been through or the cards they've been dealt in life. So who are we to judge the heart? And that's why we should leave judgment to God. Instead, let us be slow to judge and quick to be gracious with those around us. The wide eyes of the tarsier is a reminder to me to strive to view the world from every angle and perspective possible. to listen to the stories of others, and to learn from the experience of all. But this requires a willingness to put our biases, preferences, and opinions aside at times, and to try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. A willingness to walk in someone else's shoes and to extend the same grace to others that we so desperately need ourselves. And it all begins by looking at one another with eyes of empathy. So I challenge you today to open your eyes wide like the tiny Tarshishers of Bahor. Sharpen your discernment by deepening your judgment, and deepen your judgment by broadening your vision. Read deeply, travel widely, get out of your comfort zone and explore this colorful world. Never judge a book by its cover or a person by their highlights or reviews. Interact with everyone with empathetic ears, non-judgmental eyes, and an accepting heart. And when you do, you'll find that we have far more in common than not, and far more reasons to come together than to be driven apart. And when we learn to see through the eyes of others, it helps us see more clearly in the darkness, and it makes us sensitive to the Master's beautiful light.
Friends, if you're enjoying our program as much as we are, don't forget to visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup and share us with your friends and loved ones.
And check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and subscribe to keep up with each one of our episodes.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, the incredible journey will join us. We won't want you to miss anything, so stay right here.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope.
The Dead Sea is an incredible and unique place. It is surrounded by desert, which makes the water even more valuable.
That's right. I've been there, and I remember the water just stinging my eyes because it's so salty, and it's very undrinkable.
That's true. So right now, we're going to discover more about this amazing place on today's incredible episode of The Incredible Journey.
This is about as low as you can get. Now, I'm not talking about poor behavior, but about location. I'm standing on the shore of the Dead Sea, which is the lowest place on the face of planet Earth. In fact, it's 423 meters below sea level. The Dead Sea is a unique and amazing place. It's surrounded by desert, which makes water here extremely valuable. But you can't drink this water. It's the saltiest water on Earth, 10 times more salty than the oceans and far too bitter to drink. But the Dead Sea does have one gift, and it's on nearly every dining room table in every country around the world. What is it? Well, it's salt. History tells us that in ancient times, salt was a very valuable commodity. In fact, it was known as white gold. The famous camel caravans that traveled through the Sahara Desert carried blocks of salt weighing up to 90 kilos. The demand for salt was so high that it was traded for gold. The canal city of Venice had a monopoly on the salt trade to Europe and became a very wealthy city. Salt was also used to trade slaves in ancient Greece, and it was used to pay the Roman soldiers, which is how we got the word salary today. Salt has been used in many religious ceremonies. It was a sign of purity in the Jewish, Buddhist, and Shinto religions. But for Christians, it's the words of Jesus that have an important meaning. You are the salt of the earth. Jesus is talking here about the value and influence of a good, reliable, and honest person, one who has a positive influence for good in their society. Jesus wants us to preserve an atmosphere of love, unity, and healthy personal relationships. He wants us to enrich the lives of the people we come in contact with. So be encouraged today. Remember that, like salt, you are precious, you are valuable, and you are the preservative that God is using in society today. So let's go and be the salt of the earth.
We have to take a quick break, but when we return, Pastor Mark Finley will share an inspiring devotional thought with us. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend.
It's now time for a devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley.
I love traveling through the Middle East. The Middle East, the lands of Jesus, are some of the favorite places I have traveled. I've tramped around archaeological sites, and I climbed over rocks and bricks and looked at the ruins of those sites. One of the things about ancient cities that's quite fascinating is they have very few gates. Some might have one gate, some have two gates, but most of them have pretty large towers. They're watchtowers. And the book of Proverbs, when it is written, describes the name of Jesus as a strong tower. We find that in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. It's kind of like a strange title for the name of Jesus, isn't it? Think about the names of Jesus. Can you think about some? Jesus is the Rock of Ages. He's the Pearl of Great Price. He's the Salt of the Earth. He's the Light that lights the darkness. He's the Bread of Life, the Water of Life, the Good Shepherd, and the Lamb of God. Now, each of these names reveals something unique about Jesus. Why is Jesus called the Rock of Ages? Because he is the solid ground beneath our feet. When everything else in your life is shaking, when everything else in your life seems to be falling apart, there is that solid rock beneath your feet. That's why Jesus is called the Rock of Ages. What about this expression, the Pearl of Great Price? Often we confuse our value systems, but there's nothing as precious as Jesus. He's the Pearl of Great Price. Why the Salt of the Earth? If you add salt, it flavors something. It flavors all of life. And so Jesus is the Salt of the Earth. He's the Light of the World. He illuminates our darkness. When things in our life seem dark, but we trust Jesus, John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, I am the Light of the World. Why is he the Bread of Life? He's the Bread of Life because he nourishes our souls. He's the Bread of Life because he truly satisfies within. Why is he the Water of Life? Because when we have that thirst for eternity, he satisfies it. He's the Good Shepherd because he guides us, and the Lamb of God sacrificed for us. But what about the strong tower imagery? In ancient times, people lived in walled cities. They had these large guard towers. The tower represented a lookout, a place of safety. Now, in these ancient times, the fields were outside of the city, so the farmers went out to the fields to work during the day. Now, let's suppose an enemy army is approaching. The guards up there in the watchtowers signal the people watching, working in the fields. And the people working in the fields flee back to the security of the city and its towers. Why is Jesus our strong tower? Jesus is our strong tower because we can flee to him. Jesus is our strong tower because he is our security. Every day as we go out to our work, every day as we take the responsibility of the day, every day as we work in secular employments, we're out there. And the devil attacks us in a variety of ways, just like the enemy would attack these ancient Israelites. And Jesus invites us to come to him. He is that strong tower of protection. Just like the Israelites could flee within the city and be within its walls. What does Jesus say to us, to you, to me? Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus gives us this divine invitation. Matthew chapter 11. We're going to look there at verses 28 through 30. Jesus puts it this way. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus invites us to come to him. And we can find in Christ that security. We can find in Christ that safety. We can find in Christ that one which we can hide. You know, I love that old hymn, Rock of Ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself where in thee. The story is that the author of that hymn was walking home one night there in England. The clouds became dark. The thunder began to crash. The lightning began to flash. The waters poured down in this tremendous torrent. And there, Mr. Topaldy wondered, what can I do? Can I ever get home safely? And as he was coming along this pathway, he saw a cleft in the rock. And there, as his strong tower, he entered into that rock, that cleft in the rock, protected from the elements, protected from the rain, from the storm. And then he went home that day and he wrote, Rock of Ages cleft for me. The strong towers made out of solid rock in the ancient times were a symbol of protection, a symbol of safety, a symbol of security, a symbol of everything Christ wants you to be to you, everything that he longs for you to have in him. Tempted by the devil, he is our security. Battered by discouragement and depression, he is our security. In sickness, when cancer racks the body, when we are afflicted with some strange disease, he is our security. He's our strong tower. He's our safety. When personal relationships are shattered and our marriage is fragmented and there's tension, Jesus is our security. Jesus is our safety. What did our passage in the book of Proverbs say so eloquently? It says that Christ is our strong tower. The name of Jesus is our strong tower. To him we can run and be safe. And so just now he's reaching out to you. Will you flee to that strong tower? Will you find your refuge and security in him this morning? In our program, Wake Up with Hope, will you enter your day filled with hope because you've come to the strong tower? Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you with all of our hearts that you are our strong tower. You are the one who provides security and safety. You're the one who provides hope and encouragement. So we come to you today as we start our day, claiming that the name of our Lord is a strong tower. Until next time, I look forward to seeing you for another proverb for daily living that provides joy and happiness.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. You have sure warmed our hearts today.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about us, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup. You can also share hope with your friends. Again, the website is hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to join us here on Monday morning at the same time. We're going to kick off the week with a morning devotional from the Voice of Prophecy and a special segment on the Mediterranean diet. We'll also have music and another delicious recipe from Gia and her team. Be sure to kick off your week right here.
And if you enjoyed our devotional thought today, please visit hope.study for your free Bible study guides.
That's right, friends. Don't forget, we have free Bible study guides. Again, visit hope.study for those, and you won't regret it.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise comes from Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 to 3.
How we all love these verses. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake.
And that is a sure promise. The Lord is a faithful shepherd. He leads us to good pastures. And all we have to do is just follow and trust Him.
Amen. What a blessing today's program was. We pray that your day and your weekend will be full of the hope, love, and joy of God.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, our hearts are so ready to be able to enter into a weekend where we can rest. Rest in every sense of the word, Lord. We want to rest physically, but we also want to rest spiritually. We want to know that our salvation is not based on what we do or don't do. It's based on the gift of life that you so freely give us and we so happily and wonderfully receive by faith. And we pray today, Lord, that you would keep these promises in our hearts until we can be back together again next week. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.